Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Joining us right now is Susan Ferriccio. She is the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, and she was all over this vote yesterday about health care. Susan, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
So you were all over it. If you follow Susan's Twitter feed, she was all over. We got a step-by-step account of what was going on with the Obamacare repeal. Where do you see this going from here?
Well, they're having trouble getting through some of the big legislation, legislative ideas put forward by some of the members because they're not making it past the parliamentarian. They don't adhere to these special rules you need in order to pass it with just 51 votes. So they've already defeated this big bill that was under negotiation secretly for weeks called the Better Care Reconciliation Act. That was the repeal replace bill. That couldn't make it through because it required 60 votes instead of 51 under these special rules. It's all very much in the weeds, but essentially it has sunk the chances of that passing at the moment because they're not sure what its impact is on the deficit. So they had to move forward, and now they're still debating. They're going to vote on a straight repeal bill, and then that is the one that's put forward by Senator Rand Paul, and it would repeal Obamacare with a 2-year delay, giving them time to come up with some replacement possibilities. And that's going to fail as well because it won't get enough votes to pass. So where does that leave them? It keeps them in debate. And they have 20 hours of debate in sum total. And then we enter this period where anyone can offer an amendment. And that's probably going to go on for quite some time. They call that the votorama. I'm sure you've heard that term now. And,
yes.
And so people just keep introducing amendments until they get too tired to do anymore. And then they vote on final passage. The question is, what are they going to vote on for final passage? And the idea now is this skinny repeal, which is a very minimal piece of legislation that would eliminate the Obamacare mandate penalties. So if you don't buy insurance, you don't get penalized on your taxes. And it also would eliminate the medical device tax that's pretty unpopular amongst both Republicans and Democrats, actually. So that also has problems. But the idea is to get through this very kind of bare bones piece of legislation and then punt that down to what we call the conference committee, which is a group of House and Senate lawmakers who get together to find a compromise between the two chambers. That's yet another phase. And so it would keep this process alive, basically. It's a lifeline, I call it. A lifeline for this whole process, which is really kind of having a hard time, as we can all observe. They're having a hard time trying to get something through. And so it would buy them more time, but it doesn't really signal what the future might hold for this legislation, because where do they go from the conference committee? There'll be a lot of disagreement there, but it does give them more time to try to come up with something that can pass. It also gives more time for the Congressional Budget Office to analyze the legislation and give it a better chance of getting through the parliamentarian in the Senate, which is the highest hurdle with that 51 vote threshold that they're seeking. So it's moving along, and it's not a very robust prospects right now for Obamacare repeal and replace, but it's surviving and it has a chance. And I think that's about the best you can say about it right now.
I would like to talk to you about the Senate parliamentarian, who obviously is very important in this process. Senator Ted Cruz is arguing, he said, under the Budget Act of 1974, that's what governs reconciliation, it is the presiding officer, the vice president of the United States, who rules on what's permissible on reconciliation and what is not. And that's a conversation I've been having with a number of my colleagues. So he's questioning whether the vice president should overrule the Senate parliamentarian.
Correct. That is another method for them to get this done. In fact, Ted Cruz was proposing a repeal and replace and push the whole thing through over the objections of the parliamentarian, even though a lot of that stuff wouldn't normally make it. And that would get more agreement from Republicans who want a more robust replacement. The problem with doing that is, of course, that would be Mike Pence, the vice president, overruling the parliamentarian, is that a lot of people believe that would essentially eliminate the filibuster. That would be sort of a nuclear option, a backdoor to a nuclear option. And the nuclear option, of course, would eliminate the Senate 60-vote threshold and change the nature of the Senate as the, you know, the cooling saucer of Congress. And it would, and not, there's not a lot of people who are eager to do that. We've polled lawmakers many times in both parties, and there's a lot of, you know, concern about changing that threshold. And so that's why I think there's going to be resistance to Ted Cruz's idea. Although, yes, you know, I guess there are ways you could technically say that, that the Pence could overrule the parliamentarian, but would Mitch McConnell want that and allow that? You know, I don't know. I think you're going to run into some resistance there, mm-hmm. and I think they're going to go this other route, which is through this conference committee, only because overruling the parliamentarian in the minds of many senators would essentially be eliminating the filibuster. And what would that mean if Democrats were then in the majority?
Yes.
That would mean they could always run everything through the 51-vote threshold, and there'd be no breaks on their agenda. And so that's the problem.
Open up the floodgates. Susan Frazier, let me ask you one real quick question. Senators yesterday, how are they responding to Jeff Sessions being under attack by President Trump?
Well, they're not happy, and this is a time when they're looking for, they're struggling with this big bill, and they're looking for some leadership from the president. They're looking for.
I heard the click.
I feel like we got the summary of the answer. They're not happy. Susan Ferriccio, I'm sorry, such an unceremonious ending to that, but thank you for telling us about the ceremonious continuation of Obamacare.